Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, it's time for a 5-Minute Friday, my favorite time of the day. And I'm going to talk to you all about intermittent fasting. And you guys know I've talked to you about this before, but intermittent fasting has been a lifesaver for me. I've literally lost 15 pounds over the pandemic, and you know, lots of people have gained weight, but I've been so happy with this idea. There is such good evidence out there that intermittent fasting can be very effective for weight loss, and the benefits of intermittent fasting: it can improve your insulin resistance, it can improve your long-term longevity, and I also think it's so good for just your metabolic reset. So if you're someone who has been gaining weight steadily and you're finding that you're not getting any gains from exercise or all the different diets you've tried, just remember that intermittent fasting is actually pretty easy to do. So you want to take a period of time that you're not going to be eating. And it can be any period of time and any number of hours. But the best thing is to not eat for at least 8 to 10 hours. And that's not that hard. My pattern of intermittent fasting is have my dinner. I usually eat a late dinner, like around 8:30 in the evening, and then try not to snack or anything before bedtime. And after dinner, just don't eat until the very next morning. So that's the easiest intermittent fasting to do. 8 p.m. till 8 a.m. That's a full 12 hours for your body to do a reset. It takes 10 to 12 hours to use up the calories that are in your liver stored as glycogen before a metabolic shift occurs to using your stored fat that's all over your body. You want that fat to be digested down. You want those calories in your fat to be utilized, but that's never going to happen unless you let your tank run empty. So 10 to 12 hours is the minimum, and that itself is going to be good. If you can push it a little bit longer, you're going to have even better results. For me, that means that after 8 a.m. in the morning, I still don't eat. I'll have either water, black tea, black coffee, sometimes green juice, but you want something that's zero calories, ideally, or very, very, very low calories. Like green juice has maybe 35, 40 calories in a glass, so I allow that. If you're being really strict about it, you're going to just have zero calorie products like water, black tea, green tea, black coffee. And then once that's in your tummy, your day gets going. Like the first 2-3 hours of the morning, you have to untrain your brain to think that breakfast is always necessary, because it's not. The more that you fast, the less hungry that you get. But if you're able to fast from about 8 to 12, then that's 16 hours of not eating. So the easiest way to do this is skip breakfast in the morning and then eat again at noon, lunchtime. I love to do this, and it won't happen immediately, but over the first few weeks of doing this, you'll notice that you're no longer craving some kind of morning thing to shove in your mouth. It's just society that tells you, and years of people like your mom saying you have to eat breakfast. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day. It's not necessarily true. And your brain can function great on ketones. And sometimes people think, like, I'm going into an exam, I have to have a lot of carbs and proteins and stuff before the exam to think. Actually, some studies have shown that ketones make you think clearer, faster, and better, especially for women who are in their 50s and perimenopausal. Ketones are powerful fuels for being focused. So if you eat then at noon, your body's had 16 hours to digest your glycogen sugar stores in your liver and start to attack some of your fatty stores. And in addition to that, you just begin to have less of a calorie count. So if your normal calorie intake was 2,000 calories per day, you're going to cut out one whole third of that, because the third of your eating is breakfast. So that way, fat loss will occur. And it's pretty normal to eat like this. Our ancestors did not eat 3 regularly spaced meals in the day plus snacks, and they did not eat such heavy meals. So most of your organ systems respond to intermittent fasting in such a good way. It allows your body's cells to take a break. It definitely allows you to turn on some of your molecules that stimulate longevity, and it's beneficial because it's going to let you start having your stomach shrink. The actual walls of the stomach will contract and you will not have such an enlarged stomach. The less you eat over the course of a few weeks, the more easily you're satiated. I try to do like a green type of a lunch, like a simple salad is a perfect one. Egg whites, if you got to eat, are great because the eggs keep you full all day long. And adding some collagen in the morning to what you're drinking is also so beneficial because you have more satiety throughout the day. So that's a really definitely easy way to start intermittent fasting. Blood sugar and insulin resistance improve over time with this. And I'm doing the 16-hour fasting, 8-hour eating window, so you can eat for the rest of the day, normal, hopefully not excessively carby and greasy and heavy foods. But with this, you can help improve your risk of diabetes. You can improve your body's internal clock and circadian rhythm. And there are really no restrictions as far as what you can eat. So there are many different windows that you can pick. But if you use a balanced diet that's lots of vegetables, I usually recommend that 50% of your plate should be vegetables. I also love to have lots of protein because that's going to be long-lasting and beneficial satiety. And then like a quarter of your plate is carbs. I love bread. I love cheese. I don't deprive myself. So I'll eat the entire green and protein first, and I'll leave that bread roll till the end. I look at it like it's dessert, and then I'll let myself have a few bites of that. So some studies have even shown that type 2 diabetes, heart conditions, neurodegenerative disease, and even some cancers can improve with this use of the intermittent fasting diet or this time-restricted eating. I definitely want you guys to take advantage of this. I think that insulin levels can decrease by up to 57% after 3 to 24 weeks of intermittent fasting, and that's shown in several studies that have been published. It also is beneficial for protecting learning, memory loss, and slowing down degenerative diseases that affect the brain. It improves your risk of non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. In animals, and definitely in animals, we found longer lifespans. In female mice, the National Institute of Aging says that even after decades of research, we can't exactly pinpoint why this is happening, but the benefits for humans as well as mice are significant. You turn on your mTOR enzymes in your cells at the cellular level, and these products can help improve longevity long term and reduce cancer risk as well. I'm a big believer, and I think that you guys will love it. I also use a scoop of inulin in my black coffee every morning because I think that's one of the best ways to stay full. There are a few calories in that, so if you want to be a purist, you're going to have black coffee only. But if you add a little bit of inulin, you definitely will feel some satiety and improve your results as well for not feeling hungry all day. Fiber is so beneficial as well. When you add more fiber in your diet, you're going to feel full. And that is really one of the things that keeps you from overeating and binging. In terms of side effects, remember not to do too much fasting. You're going to sometimes feel tired. Increased evidence of, you know, feeling a little more exhausted can happen if you don't have high quality nutrients. So definitely keep that in mind. You need to force yourself to stay hydrated because oftentimes you're not eating, then you're also not drinking. You might overeat during the time window that you're allowed to eat. So don't go home and binge on an entire pizza, hopefully. And if you lose too much weight too fast, you can get some facial aging changes. Remember, facial fat is so, so, so important. If you want to give intermittent fasting a try, of course, I'm going to tell you, you must check it out with your doctor. Not everybody can skip meals. Some people have very, you know, difficult metabolism and can't be hypoglycemic. You also want to be sure you have the clearance of any specialists that might be monitoring your medications that you're taking. So, to reduce these side effects, just remember to start with moderation. But I think if you bring this into your life, you're going to find that it's very easy. You just have to be consistent and do it daily. Pick your own time windows and have an amazing rest of this year. So, one good goal for you guys to pick, intermittent fasting. I think you're going to love it. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram doing amazing things with people faces and also trying to figure out biohacking for my own bod and for yours. You can try my inulin. It's actually made by Gangster Chic and I love it. Imported all the way from Monaco. Use it every day and check out my collagen powder, which is also going to give you increased satiety, 40% less calorie intake if you take it before breakfast. And use that as your fuel for the day. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.